Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. The show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, Elite Vacation Homes is the place to go. They have homes from 2 to 6 bedrooms, they have pools, they have game rooms, and they have outside barbecues. So contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to rent a DVC hotel, if you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Contemporary, contact David's at davidsvacationclubrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to podcast number 152. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. We're recording early, Dan. I think we'll go non-alcoholic today. How's that sound?
All right. We'll have coffee and...
My Pepsi.
There you go. Got to get your caffeine somehow.
Yeah, I can't drink the coffee, man. I try. Every once in a while, I'll get one down, but you're the coffee guy on the show.
Yeah. I'll drink enough for both of us. How's that?
Exactly. You enjoy your iced coffee. I'll enjoy my Pepsi, and we'll roll along here. One thing I was sad about this morning, I seen the weather forecast. It's going to be 41 in Boston, boo, 47 here, and then 71 in Orlando. They were the three cities that I seen this morning on the news. How sad was that, Dan?
Yeah, 71 sounds pretty good right about now.
Oh, my God. Can't wait.
That's perfect weather.
It is, man. And that's what you get from, like, when we're stuck in the freezing cold, they get the perfect weather throughout the winter. That's the part where I'm going to love one of these days.
Yeah, the low humidity and, temperatures in the high 70s, low 80s is pretty much perfect.
Yeah, I love when I talk to my buddy Bob down there, and he's telling me it's chilly this morning. It's only 55.
Right.
I want to hop in the car, go to Newport Richie, and give him what for.
Right, right.
As my buddy over at the Carousel of Progress says.
Right.
What for? So you ready to do a little news, my friend?
Yeah, we're getting a couple things going on here down in the land of Disney. The big news, I guess, over the weekend, I'm sure you and everyone else has seen, is the Trader Sam's Grog Grotto soft opened yesterday, and there was a massive line to get in there, and they had their kickoff last night, and all kinds of pictures were being posted and Facebook posts, and place looks pretty neat.
No, I'm looking forward to seeing it, taking that monorail ride over one day from the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the only thing is, and this has pretty much been one of the criticisms, I guess, from day one, is it's not really that large of a space, so getting in there or getting a seat in there is going to be difficult at best, particularly, you know, this first year that it's open, because, you know, it's got a cult following already, and, you know, people that haven't been out to California or have not gone to the Trader Sam's out there are curious about this place. So maybe difficult getting in there. You may have an easier time getting into Ohana than you do getting into this place.
That might be a good thing, though.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, maybe they'll get, small spaces. We know what they cause trouble with, like with Le Cellier.
Yeah. But then again, that could be a design, you know, if you make it smaller and you create this perception of how hard it is to get in there, it may drive business that, you know, if you tell somebody they can't have something, of course, they want it. So maybe that's a marketing ploy.
Well, that's what they do in New York City at the clubs.
Right, right.
They'll keep people out on purpose just to form a buzz, you know?
Right. Then people drive by and say, whoa, something must be happening there. Look at them 50 people standing outside waiting to get in.
I had a buddy down in Wildwood that owned a club. Yeah. And he would literally, the first month it opened, he literally paid people on the weekends to stand out there. He'd give everybody drink vouchers just to hang outside for the first hour.
Yeah, that's
to make
smart.
A buzz around the place.
Yeah, that's good marketing, I guess.
Yeah, people would say, man, what, that place is packed. But he got crowds there.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I also know, I think the Be Our Guest guys, I think they're holding a meet there, aren't they, in the summer when they do their cruise I think they're holding a meet at Trader Sam's. I heard them say on a show, don't hold me to this. I'm trying to give free publicity to them. Not like they need it. But I think they're holding a meet and greet over there this summer.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. I'll have to listen to the last couple of shows. But it wouldn't surprise me. I don't know if they'd be able to have a meet inside of there. Because like I said, the seating is tough. Maybe they mean they're going to meet, you know, outside. Or I know there's an big outdoor patio that isn't actually in the grotto itself. And there's a window bar, if you will. So you can still order the cocktails and the food offerings through this window, but you're not actually inside the Trader Sam's itself. So that might be where they're thinking of having it, I would think.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it, but if it's really crowded, I'll just roll to the next trip. It's not that important to me, but
yeah.
I love when anything new opens, you know, but that's the Disney geek in us.
Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of neat. There are some audio animatronics and different things that happen when you order a particular drink or whatever. So it's all good. And I'm just wondering what, if any, impact this will have to the Tambu Lounge, the other quote-unquote bar room that's, at the Polynesian, because that place usually gets pretty swamped at night, particularly when people are waiting to get into Ohana for their ADR.
Well, I don't think it'll lose any crowds because the way this is overflowing, so you're going to go get your drink on somewhere.
Right, right. Yeah, no, it's all good. I mean, different options or more options, I guess, is always a good thing. And
well, all I know is the Polynesian needs plenty of places to drink. If you put the money down, it's going to cost to stay there anymore.
Yeah. You need a couple of drinks reviewing your bill at the end of your stay, right?
Yeah, they should give your checkout bill over at the Trader Sam's when you leave. So you can have a couple before you get it.
Right. But anyways, it's been pretty interesting. And, you know, they got all kinds of different drinks that come in, you know, mugs and skeleton heads and different things that you can purchase the souvenir glass with it to commemorate your trip to Trader Sam's. So it's all good.
It's just more fun to have in the world.
There you go. Just something else to do, right? let's see here. This I found interesting because I know I was whining about the Wi-Fi. I don't think I did on the air, but probably to you when we were talking one of the days I was down there. But anyways, upgraded Wi-Fi service rolled out across all four parks this week. Disney is continuing to try to improve the performance of its in-park Wi-Fi experience for guests. And this is, you know, with their relationship with AT&T and with the My Disney Experience now being a critical part of anybody's vacation. If you want to, you know, manipulate your fast passes or make an ADR on the fly or change an ADR, you pretty much have to have a smartphone that has Wi-Fi capability. So I guess it's a good thing that they've upgraded the service, and allegedly this is going to make it work better, faster, quicker, and all that good stuff. So I'm happy to hear that.
I hope so, because all I know is there wasn't as many problems when they had – didn't they used to have Verizon down there?
I think initially they did. I think one of their original apps was Verizon.
Yeah, it was. Because I remember when it came onto my phone, I was totally happy. And I'm sorry, I don't know. This is from no sponsorship, no nothing. I just know their coverage is – they say their coverage is good, but I don't see it. I mean, I could be wrong, but I know around here – My brother and sister-in-law, they have AT&T in their own house. They can only talk in one room.
Right. Yeah, I mean, everyone has their favorites, and, you know, they all the providers have issues now and again. But I think with Disney World in particular, I mean, obviously, I mean, it's so – I mean, there's so many people there with smartphones and tablets and computers, and everybody's trying to use the data all at one time. So it's a unique situation. I mean, it's not like at your house or my house where you're just looking to run a couple of computers and a couple cell phones.
I'll be honest with you. I never switched to Wi-Fi. I just use my own because I have a 10 gig data plan. I have everything I need. I mean, that's the one thing that I pay for. It's because I never lose a signal.
Right.
I never drop a call. I could be I've worked for construction companies where I've used everything. It ends up where they use my Verizon phone. Because we can't get a signal in a hospital or in a basement. I never have a problem. I mean, I know they're the most expensive by far, Verizon. But there's a reason they're – I mean, I've contemplated many times of switching.
Right.
But the one I always dread, the one time I switch, is when my wife might need me. But the entire time I was down there, I used the Wi-Fi in my room
Right.
because it was free, and I used it on my laptop and all. But in the parks, I never switched over to their Wi-Fi because I was running faster off the satellite with my phone.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. I ended up most of the time, I even went on to my 3G. Like when I was down at Riverside, I know I told you this off the air, but my phone would be fully charged at nighttime and I would be on Wi-Fi, Disney guest Wi-Fi, and everything was proper and my settings. And I'd throw the phone on the nightstand. I'd wake up the next morning and I'm at 18% battery. And what had happened is it was, even
Kicking
though
it
it was.
off.
Yeah, well, even though it was saying that it was connected to Wi-Fi, it apparently wasn't, and it was searching for the to connect. So it drained my battery. And I've gone through two phones. I have an iPhone 6 now, but I used to have an Android, and same thing. Whenever I'm down at Disney, their Wi-Fi, I don't know if it's my service plan or whatever, but Wi-Fi, generally speaking, does not work for me. So what I ended up doing in the room is I just went to my 3G. Like a lot of times at night, I'd come home and try to post some pictures and stuff. It'd just keep, turning, the little wheel
Searching.
there would keep going. I'd click off the Wi-Fi and just put it on 3G, and all my pictures would go right out, no problem. So it just frustrates me because I'm a big social media guy and I like that stuff to work. But I don't know if this upgraded Wi-Fi that they're talking about, I mean, it says specifically in the park, but there are dead zones in the resorts. There's no doubt in my mind. I know over at Saratoga Springs, there's some areas where, I just can't get it. And like I
Well,
said,
we had the same thing the last trip then. I mean, my sister-in-law has a phone from down in North Carolina. She has an iPhone, same as my phone. So we had the
right.
5S's. We're both in the room, and she couldn't get a signal. She'd have to go stand outside to talk. I was in the bathroom when my playing my I had my phone ringing as I was getting shaven and stuff. I would have the Magical Mouse radio on, and I was, getting the day started, and
Right.
I'd receive calls, and we were down with my brother and sister-in-law and all. They all have AT&T,
Yep.
and my other brother had Sprint, and they couldn't talk in the room. They'd all have to go stand outside. I could talk in the room with my phone.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know if it's service provider specific or if it's something else or whatever, but very frustrating. But yeah, like I said, I
They got to
may do.
upgrade. I mean, any upgrade's a good upgrade. I mean, like I said, it worked fine in my room with my laptop.
Right.
But even that, I end up using, like, at my sister-in-law's house, I use that open Wi-Fi where I run my laptop off my phone, a hotspot. And I swear my laptop runs as faster than it does off theirs when it's
Right.
hooked up, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too critical on Disney because of the Wi-Fi. Like I said, just for the sheer,
Amount of.
volume, right? I mean, generally speaking, they do a good job. I mean, I'm not going to criticize them for
They'll
that.
figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all good. And at least you have another option. Like, I just happen to have an unlimited plan, so I can use all the 3G data I want. It doesn't cost me a dime more, so I could care
Yeah,
less.
that's how we are. But and the point of it is they're going to figure it out because their whole system is a part of Wi-Fi. They need it.
Right,
So
exactly.
it will be right. If now if it was something that they didn't need, I'd be like, yeah, okay, it's going to stay the way it is. But
Right.
their whole my Disney experience and everything is all wrapped around Wi-Fi.
Right,
So
and if guests start getting frustrated because they couldn't say they couldn't cancel an ADR and they ended up getting charged $40 or $10 a head or something,
yep.
that's when guest services is going to start to get the complaints. Even though I know they'd take the charge off and make it right, that's not my point. But
Just
you know what I
time.
mean,
It costs them more in time servicing people than it does to just to give them the money back. You know what I'm saying? So.
People don't want to be aggravated when they're on vacation. So,
No.
anyways, maybe we'll see improvements overall to the Wi-Fi situation
We'll
down
get
there at
off our
Walt
phone
Disney World.
soapboxes.
Let's see here. SMS Audio forms strategic alliance with Walt Disney Parks and Resort, including a sponsorship of Star Tours. And these are, I guess, a company that they're big in the headphone industry, making headphones and stuff. So Star Tours apparently will get a new sponsor as part of this alliance.
And I'm sure you'll see these earbuds all over the parks.
Yeah, I mean, they look pretty nice. They're not something. Well, actually, they
I mean,
actually.
headphones, I'm sorry, I said earbuds, but you know what
No,
I
no.
mean.
Yeah. And they actually have Star Wars themed headphones. They got, some of the characters on there. So not only can you get their generic brand headphones, but you can also get some Star Wars First Edition SMS audio headphones. So, it's got Chewbacca, R2-D2, Darth Vader. So all those Star Wars fans have some more merch they can purchase here.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I figured you'd be first in line to get those.
Now, if they put Grumpy on the side of one of them, I might be,
Yeah, they probably will, Doug. They
exactly.
probably will.
Well, you know Frozen will be first.
If not, yes, it'll be right up at the top of the list.
There's
There's
going to
no
be
doubt.
some pink and purple Anna Nelson.
Right.
That's going to be next.
They're probably clearing out an area over in Norway now in the store there to sell these things, I'm sure.
I hear you.
Let's see here. Yeah, just continuing updates. The Springs continues fast and furious construction. Specifically, the Margarita Bar construction update. It's starting to come in to be, and it's going to be quite a huge Margarita Bar, which is nice. It's if you can envision right across from the World of Disney. Right now, they have it all kind of tarped off, so you can't really see it. But it's going to go right onto the water there and have seating areas. And I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a nice addition to the Disney Springs area down there.
I'm starting to have a little theme going on our show. We're talking an awful lot about
Yeah.
margaritas.
Yeah, they must be pretty popular because they're putting them in everywhere. So it's not just us.
Ice and alcohol, how do you go wrong
Right.
in
No, that's
Florida?
just on a nice hot day like that. Those are nice if they're made correctly. Let's see here. Yeah, this earlier in the week, you probably saw it, Doug, and I missed it, and I'm kind of bummed about it. But they actually added a tiki statue to the top of the Polynesian waterfall there. A little wooden, or it appears wooden. It could be plastic, but it kind of makes it. I think it enhances the look of the lobby and stuff. So they had Lay's on there and. People were taking pictures with it. It's pretty cool. Did you see a picture of that? Or,
Yeah, he looks neat.
yeah, I mean, it's nothing overbearing or, like gotta go see it type thing. But it's a nice addition, I think.
It's like another hidden Mickey or something, you know, something else to find and say.
Exactly. Now, this next story, I'm kind of shocked, and I'm sure you'll have a spin on this. You always do, but I'm interested to hear your spin.
Okay,
So
well, I
down.
didn't know anything about this, so.
Okay, this is blindsiding you. Downtown Disney's United World Soccer Shop closing to be replaced with a Disney-operated Marvel store. Now, before you answer, I get the Marvel store. I mean, I'm surprised they haven't jumped on this sooner. But, when we were talking about this store when it opened and we talked about, soccer being a world sport and people from all over the world come to Disney World, I wonder why they chose to close that, whether it was lack of sales or just the location. I'm just curious as to what you think's going on here.
I think it's a little bit of both of what you just said. I think maybe it might fit better in the Wide World of Sports area or somewhere over there, but I think also it's location, location, location. I'm thinking that Disney wants the Marvel store there for itself. They want to be in the center of downtown a little bit with some of their own apparel.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense, and you kind of danced around it, but you may be right. I mean, it didn't say that it wouldn't be reopening in another location, so maybe they put it over at the Wide World of Sports, or maybe over on the Marketplace side somewhere. But this particular article didn't reference it, reopening anywhere. It just says it's closing. I guess I'd just say I thought it would be more popular where, soccer is a very, very popular sport. Not so much in the
United
USA, but
States.
certainly across the world. I mean, when the World Cup was going on a few months back, I mean, there was a lot of interest in that. So I'm just kind of surprised that it's closing so quickly after it just opened.
Yeah, the only thing I could say is there might, who knows what is all the different reasons for it. I think Disney wanted it because Marvel's, they're slowly getting more and more things that they want to put in the parks with it.
Right.
And then also with soccer, I mean, the governing body of soccer, from what I understand, It isn't like the NFL or Major League Baseball or anything like that. There's a lot more moving parts. You know, like in the NFL, the owners own, but the commissioner usually keeps them in place.
Right.
From when I pay attention to soccer, like they had the World Cup, from what I understand. And I'm not a soccer geek, but listen to ESPN, you know how you're walking around with it in the
Yeah.
background. They scheduled it to be at one of the hottest places in the world during the summer. If
Right.
you understand what I'm saying, now
Yep.
they're thinking about changing the dates, and the NFL doesn't do stuff like that. So I don't know if maybe it also has part with the merchandise, with so many different moving parts and so many different countries that own soccer teams, that it could be maybe a pain in the butt running the
Yeah,
store.
because they got to divide the money up, and who has rights to certain, teams and shirts and, apparel and all that stuff.
Yeah, and they're out of country governing bodies. It's not
Right.
like they're dealing with. Yeah, you know, that's all I'm saying. Maybe there's a lot more to it because soccer seems to have a lot of issues with their sport. I know it's the most popular sport they say in the world,
Right.
but there's some crazy things going on around a lot of these soccer teams.
No, no doubt. We've heard the stories, but again, like you said, Doug, I mean, this isn't going to affect me one way or the other. And I agree with you as far as the Marvel goes. I mean, for little boys and girls, for that matter, and even geeky parents. I mean, Marvel is hot right now, and I'm sure they could sell a ton of merchandise having a Marvel specific store down at the Disney Springs.
Yeah, I love both of it. Because I know you know I watch that Marvel every Tuesday.
Right,
Love
right.
that show. And then I also loved Agent Carter. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
I actually liked I loved the original one that's on every week, and I'm into it. But the Agent Carter one I like better than that one.
Is that like a spin-off of the
It kind of shows you how the whole the Shield organization started. Like she was one, her and Captain America were the originals, if you understand what I'm
Yeah.
saying.
So it's kind of like backstory
Yeah,
for
it's
them.
from like the 40s, it's in the 50s during World War II, you know what I mean, all that era. And it was really, really good. And what I'm saying is, as you were saying, not just for little boys, like Agent Carter, she was bad. You know, a lot of young girls might want to grow up to be as cool as her, you know what I mean? So I like the whole Marvel aspect. There's a lot of there. I like what Marvel's doing with, you know, the Black Widow, and they're also emphasizing a lot of the women characters, even on the one, the Shield on the TV show. The women are tougher than the men. If you watch the show.
No, it's all good. It's great characters, and I love the Avengers and all that. I mean, I'm not into it. Like, I don't necessarily understand how all the worlds connect together. I mean, I never read the comic books and all that, but the Avengers, just as a standalone, movie or series or whatever, it was a great movie, awesome movie,
Oh yeah,
or
Thor,
movies.
Iron Man, all of them. I watch every one of them. Captain America, that was a great one. All the latest movies that they've done on the Avengers and all the Marvel has been really awesome. Really good movies.
Yeah, no, great action, and it's what is it, Robert Downey Jr. there. He plays a great character as Iron Man, so it's all good.
I never seen that then. Like, not the movie. I seen the movie, but when I originally heard he was going to be Iron Man, I didn't see it. Like, I didn't think it was going to work. And he was awesome in it. It's one of my favorite movies ever, action movies. The original Iron Man.
The original Iron Man.
They're all
Oh yeah,
good. The original was the
that's
best.
yeah. It's one of those movies now. Even if I'm flicking through the channels or something, if it's on, I'll end up staying on it, even though I've seen it 10 times.
Yeah, I have a bunch of movies like that. Goodfellas, Tombstone. You know, I'm your Huckleberry. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, pretty much that's it. We covered pretty all this rest of the stuff. I mean, Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny will be doing meet and greets at the Magic Kingdom. Let's see, that this was last week. It's going to be from 9 a.m. if you're going down in the next couple of weeks, I guess. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. March 22nd, which is well past, to April 5th, 2015, and that's at the Magic Kingdom. It doesn't say where. I don't know. I'm assuming maybe at the Exposition Hall there on the right when you go in, or is that just for Mickey?
I'm not sure. I guess
Yeah,
it's
I
for
don't
both.
know either.
I think it's for all.
Yeah, it may be. They'll work them at work, the Easter Bunny in there. But if you're going down and you want to get a picture with your kids or yourself, you'll be able to do that at the Magic Kingdom.
Did you hear anything about this Tomorrowland movie being showed over at the Captain EO Theater?
Yeah, I did. From what I understand, they're doing it on both coasts, Florida and Disneyland out there in Anaheim. And from what I understand, they're going to temporarily shut down the attraction, Captain EO.
Thank goodness.
Show this.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping they just never bring it back on, but
Sorry,
that's
Mike.
me. But I did hear that they're going to be showing like a promo of this Tomorrowland, snippet or whatever. I just find it interesting that they're going to do it at Epcot in Florida when the movie's called Tomorrowland, but I'm sure it has more to do with they don't have a venue for it over there.
At the Magic Kingdom.
Right. But
Yeah.
wouldn't it make sense to be in Tomorrowland if they could do it?
But the difference is you could probably do it at PhilharMagic, but that's a great ride. Why not shut something down that's horrible?
Yeah.
I
Yeah, no, you're right. PhilharMagic is, that's a neat attraction and, a
Something
great
every kid
attraction.
should see when they're down there,
Yeah.
especially if it's your first kid or adult on your first trip. I
Right.
don't recommend anybody needs to see Captain EO, but that's
Nah,
just me.
you should see it once at least, at least once. But
Hey, this is between me and you guys. You don't have to see it once.
yeah, it's not that
Go
bad.
see Circle of Life.
Yeah, that's actually better than you might think it is.
Exactly. Go
Yeah.
enjoy that. You'll be, you
Right.
go see Captain EO, you'll be disappointed. You go see Circle of Life, you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
And more people see the one than the other, I bet.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. People would, as you know, when they go in the land pavilion, they're on autopilot. They've just got soaring on their mind, and they don't even realize there's two other attractions in that building.
It's sad. That's a good movie.
Oh, absolutely. When I saw like two or three trips ago, I remember coming out of there saying, "Wow, I wish I would have done that more often over the years. That wasn't half bad."
No, that's because I've been promoting that for a
Right.
while now. I enjoy going in there and just chilling. I
Yep.
mean, I'll be honest with you, there's certain times though you'll go in there and nothing against, but you'll see like 100 kids, little kids, and then I turn around and leave. I try to go see it when it's and I ain't sitting in an audience full of children, if you follow me.
Yeah, I mean that's a good one to see, mid-afternoon when it's hot and you're looking to just, get
Exactly.
out of the hot weather and enjoy a, not too long of a show, but something. And as it is educational and the film is beautiful. I mean, all the and you learn something, and so it's all good.
Absolutely. And I'm not saying anything that out of turn, but usually when you see a lot of kids are in there and their parents are explaining to them about everything, and I just let them go and have fun. I'll go back
Right.
when the theater's half empty.
Right.
There's
Right.
always a time of the day when that'll happen.
Yeah, you don't need to, aggravate yourself if you're not comfortable in there, 'cause you're right. There's plenty of times where that plays to a empty or fairly empty theater. So,
But
you
it's a
can
great
find.
movie. Everybody should see it.
Yeah,
Did
it's
you
awesome.
hear Iger's latest announcement?
I did not.
That there's going to be a major announcement about Star Wars this year.
Oh, I did hear that.
Yeah, they're
Yeah.
going to tell everybody what the plans are, from what I'm hearing. So, I mean, it's like, okay, tell us already.
I know. That's what I was just going to say. I kind of find it funny that they're making an announcement to tell you there's going to be an announcement. How
Exactly.
about just making an announcement?
Absolutely. Just tell me what's going on. I mean, and the crazy part is, usually something's leaked by now.
Oh, yeah, and it will. But by the time, when is he going to announce it? Like later in the summer or something like that?
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Yeah, by
But
the time that ever happens, it'll all be out there. So I don't know why they don't just grab the bull by the horns and call a press conference and get it out there themselves at their own,
temperature.
time of choosing and how they want it to come out. I mean, to me, that'd be the better way to go, but who
Yeah. Yeah,
knows?
I'm just shocked that nothing. I'm shocked as of right now it hasn't been leaked.
Yeah, I
What
mean,
the plan
you're
is.
right, because everything we've heard or, it's all been speculation, and it's funny because like we do in the Disney community, you keep repeating something over and over and over again. You hear it on other shows or you see it on Twitter, and next thing you know, in your mind, it's, well, that's fact, you kind of take it as gospel, and they haven't said anything, so we could get something totally different than we've talked about or even think they might do, which would be kind of nice if they surprise us and go in a totally different direction.
Yeah, I just know that. Only thing I know for sure is the studios is going to change its name. But that's
Right.
about it.
Right, because you said that kid got it out of him, right?
He outwitted him. He outwitted him during the press conference. It was
he outwitted
cool.
the CEO of Disney. That was pretty good.
12-year-old beat him down.
Yep, it happens. It happens.
Well, that's going to be the news for this week, guys. So you want to hop into your trip then?
Yeah, absolutely. I think where we left off was we had
You had a
over
great
to
dinner
the,
at the Bee Resort?
Yeah. Yeah, and that was our first day there in Lake Buena Vista, and we ended the night going over to the marketplace. And by that time, we were tired because, as you know, on travel day, whether you fly, drive, walk, run, whatever, no matter what you do to travel to Disney World, generally speaking, when it starts to get 8, 9 o'clock at night, you've had enough, and you know you're looking forward to getting a good night's rest and get out early the next day and start your trip. So that's pretty much what we did. We went through the marketplace. I'm trying to remember, we might have got a Ghirardelli's or something like that and just, you know, chilled out, and then you know, took the boat back or whatever we did, the bus or the boat, I don't remember.
Speaking of the downtown, well, New Disney Springs, what was you most impressed with down there?
Well, coming from Riverside, seeing the landing and all the buildings that are now pretty much all built, at least the outer skeleton of them,
the
are all built.
Are all done.
Yeah, it looks awesome. And like I was explaining on the last show, if you didn't know you were in, you know, where you were, if somebody just dropped you on that boat out of the sky, you'd almost look around and not know where you are, because it's the sight line is totally different. Now, obviously, when you scan to the left, you see the rainforest, or you scan to the right and you see the pineapple, you get your bearings. But there's a whole bunch of stuff in the middle there between, you know, Fulton's Crab House and all that stuff. That's all brand new, and it's kind of hard to even tell what it is. Like, I know it's the landing, and I know this is that restaurant, the, what is it, the boat?
The waterfront?
Yeah, where that
boat. The lakefront.
Yeah, that ship, not the ship, but
oh,
the boat is.
Oh, Crab House.
Yeah, no, but next to that, that new one they
the
built.
Lake the lake house.
Yes, something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's that. You asked me what impressed me the most. I mean, just seeing the massive amount of construction that has gone on, has been completed, and continues to be. I mean, they're moving quite quickly, and
No, that's what cracks me up is, like, when I had the discussion with Ricky and them on the BR guests, and they were saying about, like, they think everything goes faster at Universal. I'll argue that all the work being done at Disney Springs is as much as been done at the Universal parks in a whole.
Oh, probably, yeah. I would think just the infrastructure and all the utilities and all that, and they're bringing in, you know, they're bringing in roads right off of the highway, without a doubt, and probably in dollars in scope, well outpaces anything Universal has done.
Yeah, we had that argument on the – I had the fun – it was a fun argument, and Ricky went back and forth with. But, like, even when – I didn't even get into, like, that with the hotel thing. They don't even have to take care of their own hotels because they don't own any. All the hotels are owned by other companies. All they have to maintain is their park. Two parks.
Right.
Not four
right.
parks and 22 resorts or 23, whatever Disney owns.
Right.
You know, so there's a vast amount of things that has to be done compared to working on one little Harry Potter land.
Right. Yeah, and I agree with that. People lose sight of that, and it's not an apples to oranges comparison, because
no, it's a
you're
whole
right.
box of apples compared to one orange.
To one, orange seed or whatever. Yeah, because, you know, you're right. You hear the spiel and you read in the guidebooks that, you know, Walt Disney World in size is, you know, the size of Manhattan, or, you know, whatever you want to use as an analogy, and Universal Studios is just a smidgen of that. I mean, it's almost, you know, it's nothing really when you get down to it. I don't know how many acres it is or whatever, but comparatively speaking, it's nothing.
No, I mean, like you were saying, the infrastructure alone, just the highways, all the maintaining it takes to take care of 47 square miles. I mean, it's twice the size of Manhattan. It's the size of San Francisco.
Right. That's huge. I mean,
and it's the point of, and I'm not going back and forth to start this, but to look at, like you're saying now, the massive overhaul of downtown is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
I seen it when I was driving through, just, and we stopped by. I mean, the control, and there's so much more they have done since I was there. And the amount of time between me and you is like crazy how much they've got done.
Right. And rough math. I mean, one of the boat drivers that we had when we were going downtown from Riverside, he was pretty good. He was one of those guys that gave a little spiel and didn't let the just the music play or whatever. But rough math, they say that when this is done, it's going to double the dining opportunities and shopping places. So whatever you envision in your head is the old marketplace in the West Side, just picture double all that stuff. That's what it's going to be when it's done.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I mean, just to have the two towers of for parking and everything that they've added, and you
Right.
could tell. I mean, by the size of the two towers for the parking that they added, you could tell the amount of people they're expecting to be there.
Yeah, I mean, we all know we've been there on the weekends, even during the week sometimes now. I mean, we were surprised at some of the crowds when we, went down at times we thought would not be very busy. And yeah, I think some of it has to do with the, not all the walkways are open and all that stuff. But I mean, the amount of people that cycle through that whole, Disney Springs area is just unbelievable. So, and we, us personally, we love it down there. We spend not quite a bit of time, but we'll usually spend a couple of days or parts of days down at Disney Springs when we go on a typical 1 week vacation, and we enjoy it. And now there's just so many more opportunities to do stuff. It's all good.
Yeah, me and Bren love going to downtown at night. Like after we get back from the parks, a lot of time hop on the boat and head down to 8, 9 o'clock at night, get a snack, hang out, maybe go to Wolfgang's or, something like that. Just roam around. It's nice down there. It's relaxing.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't go in a lot of these parts, but I mean, when I was down there, just give you an example. One day, the girls were back at the resort having a pool day, so I went downtown to do some stuff, and I walked through. I did the usual world of Disney stuff, but I went into Splitsville, which is, a massive place. I mean, I know that's been open for a while, but I mean, till you go in and actually look around, you can't even appreciate what, how big that place is. And
Beautiful, isn't it in there?
oh yeah, and I, you probably saw the picture I tweeted out. I went out on the outside deck, the second floor deck there, and you can look down and see both ways down, Disney Springs. It's an awesome vantage point from up there. You can just be on top of it. And I didn't do this, but I can envision, having a drink or getting, even something to eat out there. And just like you said, Doug, even at night.
That's what I was going to say. It would be
Yeah.
beautiful out there at nighttime.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. And whether you bowl or not, I mean, I kind of had this opinion at first that, what do I want to go bowling for when I'm on vacation? I can do that at home. But I would argue now that even if you don't bowl, the food I hear is outstanding. And
Sushi's really good.
yeah, I mean, even Bob from All in WDW, I mean, he was raving about the sushi. And to say that at a, it's not a bowling alley. I mean, people are just trying to be funny, but I mean, the food quality is up there. And like I said, there's multiple bars and there's seating areas above and beyond the, defined lanes, if you will, if you do want to bowl. And if you do partake in that, it's nice in that you can get dinner and drinks right at your alley, if you will. And I saw a bunch of families, having a blast there. So I think this will be something I check out in the future, when I go down with the family and actually have dinner there and partake in some of the offerings they have there.
Yeah, the sushi is really good. Bob has said that him and his son thought the sushi was better there than in the Contemporary.
Yeah, he said better than the California Grill, I
Yep,
believe, when he
yep.
did that review. And I'm not a sushi eater, but he is. And if he says that, I trust his appraisal of the dish. So I'm going to go with that. So, that's all good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And a lot of people don't think of like us, because we travel down there all the time. All this stuff that's in downtown in Disney Springs, which is going to be honest with you, I'd say 50 to 75% of that is being built probably for the locals.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's a bowling alley. Like everybody acts like it's an island that nobody else lives around. You fly in, you go to Disney, and there's not
Right.
people living. There's millions of people living within an hour of Walt Disney World, and
Right.
they have bowling leagues, and they want to do normal things like we do at home. But everybody, every time they build something like a movie theater, like, who wants to see a movie at Disney? Walt, listen, If you drive outside these gates, there's
Right.
these things, they're called schools and developments, and people, they live out there too. They want to go see a movie at downtown, and Disney wants them to come over and see a movie, then maybe eat dinner at Wolfgang's or Gloria Estefan's, or go buy a pair of sunglasses.
I mean, Disney obviously is very smart, and they're trying to market to not only the vacationers that come in from all over the world, but you're right, there's a huge local market there that they're trying to tap into as well. So yeah, I mean,
Yeah,
we
like
you're right, we get
tunnel
crazy like
vision.
that. We think it's all built just for the guys like you and I that pop down there for a week or two a year, but the reality of it is they're looking to enhance that whole area for everyone, whether you live there or not.
Yeah, it's exactly why they're doing it. And the point of it is eventually me and you live there when one of these new when Disney Toy Story 6 comes out or 7, we're going to want to go to downtown and see it because it wouldn't be cool to see that premiere on property or when the new Avengers or whatever comes out. You'll go see it there.
Yeah, I would. Well, I mean,
We could even eat there. Have a nice dinner.
absolutely.
So after you left downtown, where'd you go then?
After I left downtown, oh boy, I went
Next.
back to the resort, and I think I told you this, the days might get jumbled together here because I know on the first day, and that might have been out of sequence to Downtown Disney, but I know we went over to Epcot, and that was would have been Tuesday. So we, yeah, that makes sense. We met Mr. and Mrs. All in WDW over at the Rose and Crown. We had our dinner over there. Did we talk about that already? I
No,
think
we didn't. You
we
didn't.
did.
You got into it a little bit on the last show,
Oh,
but not
okay. All right.
much.
I apologize. I forgot what we might have mentioned or not. But anyways, we had a 4:30 ADR at the Rose and Crown with Mr. and Mrs. W All in WDW and my wife and my daughter and her boyfriend. So
You
we
just
had,
wanted to tell everybody that you had the bangers and mash again.
yes, which was awesome. I mean, as it turned out, Bob and I both got the bangers and mash, and other people got other things, and we got some scotch eggs and other appetizers. But from an overall perspective, I mean, we had a nice dinner and a nice time, and spent a couple of quality hours with some friends, and it was all good. We had a really, really good time.
Did you get on any rides after that? Did you see illuminations?
No, we didn't get on any attractions. Typically, I do it differently than you. I usually get my attractions out of the way like during the day, or so that once we move over to World Showcase, that we stay there for the night. So we had already done, I think, on that day we did Soarin', Spaceship Earth, and I think we did Nemo was our three Fast Pass pluses that we had.
Did you
But
make it all the way through Nemo without it breaking down?
yeah, actually, it did. It played all the way through without any problem at all.
Both times we went on it, it got stuck on us.
Oh boy.
And the shell was facing one of the characters and wouldn't shut up.
Oh.
And it
Probably
was.
took months to get that out of your head.
Oh, yeah. But then it was funny because we were down there that year with my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law, and they hadn't seen it yet. Me and Brenda went on. So we sent them on by themselves. Just two grown adults, and they had the same thing happen to them. It shut
Right.
down.
No,
So
that was smart on your part.
yeah, it was yeah, I didn't want to go on it again. She wanted to see it because she loved the movie. But no, I wasn't doing that again. The torture was enough for earlier in the day. So how was Soren? How was the movie?
It was pretty good. I mean, we lucked out and got the top row without even asking. It just worked out that way. So that always makes the wife happy. She
Brenda
likes,
too. She hates to see the feet.
yeah. We've even asked to stay an extra cycle over the years, and that doesn't really matter to me. I've been on it so many times, but if it makes everyone happy, that's all good.
How was the crackles in the movie? Okay, or
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same. It didn't get any better, obviously,
well, I
but
just
I,
wanted to make sure it didn't get any worse.
yeah, no, I wouldn't say it's worse, but I kind of blocked that out, to be honest with you. I mean, I've been on it so many times, but
The
yeah, no.
music is what I love. I could close my eyes and have a great time on that ride.
Yeah, the music and obviously the smells or odors or whatever you want to call them, and the oranges and stuff like that. I mean, it's that's what makes that ride, I think, because it uses all of your senses, not just your eyes, and that's what makes it, I think. But actually, to answer your question, so yeah, we were able to, and what we did in between, don't ask me. I mean, we were walking around and just shooting the breeze or
Sorry, I
whatever.
won't ask you.
No. I mean, I say don't ask me because I don't remember. I mean, if how after after Rosenkranz, and like I said, we had done Soarin' earlier in the day. Just my family, not with Bob and Mary. But we did end up at El Hacienda or whatever you say
Oh,
that.
Hacienda.
Yeah, exactly. And Mary was able to commandeer, I guess, a couple of tables out on the outdoor patio there. So that was awesome. So we ended up getting, we got some taco chips and different things, and that's the night we had the tequila with the floaters and all that stuff. So we had a good time. We had about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours to kill, but we had a good time and just talking and getting ready for Illuminations. And we did see it, sitting at those seats, which was nice. I had never actually seen Illuminations. I'm usually on the other side over by Japan somewhere, but given the fact we had seats, it was awesome. And Bob, I think, shared when we had him on the last show, it had been a year or so since he had seen Illuminations, and he was commenting how, impressed he was with it, and he kind of forgot just how good it was.
Yeah, we actually, I said on the other show we've seen it two times. We actually seen it three times the last time we were there.
Nothing wrong with that.
My sister-in-law, and God bless her, everything went good. She went through her, her little cancer scare and everything, not little, but everything
Awesome.
worked out and all for everything's going great. But she actually recorded it on her phone. And she'd go to sleep, when she would go to sleep a lot of nights, she told me she'd listen to Illuminations and it kind of cheered her up. Like the
Ah, good.
video, like she'd watch it while she was going to bed. That really made me feel good. She's the one that, because she don't get down there as much as we do.
Right.
So, like I told you, we end up eating Rosenkranz the second night. We ate there at Spice Road Table, so we ate there three times this last trip.
Wow.
And also, we ate twice at Rosenkranz, once at Spice Road Tables, and then other snacks around the world. But we watched it. The first time was over Japan area. Second time was a little further up towards Germany and all. But then the last time I told you we watched it over there for Norway and Mexico. We had the school bread and all while we were watching it. And
Nice.
it was different from seeing it. We try to watch it in different areas, and it is different if you watch it around World Showcase. It's cool to get the different vantage points.
Absolutely. And there's always something you may not have noticed before, or depending on how much you're paying attention or how little. But they, like you always say, Doug, that's just a great way to end a day at Epcot or Disney World in general if you're park hopping from one of the other parks. I mean, and like you say, they do that 365 days a year. I mean, it's pretty amazing that high energy a show gets put on every single night at Epcot.
And it goes off almost flawlessly every night. It's crazy.
By and large it does. And I'm sure you do this too once in a while. If I notice, at night it's 2 minutes to nine, it'll pop into my head. Oh, Epcot. Illuminations is kicking off in 2 minutes,
Oh, I
It's
love
just
the countdown. I love the voice of the countdown. I could listen to, I just love everything about it. When your show will be starting and the music's playing in the background.
Yeah, that background loop is awesome. They, do all the countries, and yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Doug. That kind of sets the mood, if you will, for what's to come with the Illuminations, and that's all good. When you hear that guy, that loud voice come over the loudspeakers, and then they light the torches around the World Showcase Lagoon. There's nothing better than that.
No, he's sitting there telling you, watch your step, it will be darker, blah, blah, blah. It's just awesome. I just love the whole build up to it.
Right. And he's just talking to you, by the way.
Exactly. I not anybody else, just me. But no, I just the whole for half hour before it, all the way through the show, it's one of my favorite times every year down there. And like I said, I experienced it three times this last trip.
Right. No, it's just awesome. So, yeah, that was pretty much our, second day, if you will, down there. And you know, like I said, we had a great time with you know, Bob and Mary and my family. So it was all good, and it was a long day, but it was a fun day. So this is where the trip kind of takes it not a turn for the worse, but some things happen. So, anyways, obviously we closed Epcot with Illumination. So by the time I'm trying to remember, what did we do? I think we walked back to the either the Boardwalk or the Beach Club and got a cab to go back to
Riverside.
Riverside, because yeah, you know, the boats and every, you know, that time of night, everything's just jam-packed with people. It'd take 2 hours to get somewhere. So anyways, I'm a big shot, big spender, so I said, I'll pay the $20, whatever, let's go. So we took a cab over to back to Riverside, and you know, I don't know, it must have been 10, 15, 10:30 or so. You know, and we had eaten dinner, I think I told you, 4:30
4:30.
was our, yeah. So by this time, people were starting to get hungry. So somebody said, oh, you know, we should get a pizza or whatever. And normally I get Flippers. I know I've told you about this. There's a local pizzeria down there in Florida that the locals all go gaga over. And we actually did order it once or twice later on in the vacation, which I wish I would have on this evening. But anyways, it was getting late, so everybody was tired. So I said, I'll tell you what, I'll go to the food court. Why don't you guys head back to the room and get undressed and, you know, relax or whatever. And, you know, I'll bring the pizza back and grab some plates. And you know, when you order a pizza without having called first, you know, you're looking at 20 minutes or so and the lines and all that. So anyways, I got the pizza and I head over to you know, from Riverside, the first bridge on the right, the Brown Bridge going over the Sarsaparilla. We were in Parterre Place, which is, again, if the main building is to your back, it'd be the building all the way to your right. So when I went over the bridge, what I did is, and I was holding the pizza like you would expect somebody to, with my hand on the bottom, so I had no vision down to my feet, and I actually took a right to go, you know, down to the sidewalk where we were staying, and I rolled my ankle on the edge of the sidewalk where it goes off into the grass.
Ay.
Yeah, it was about a 4-inch drop off, if you will. But again, even if it was 1 inch, if you don't see it, it takes you by surprise. So, needless to say, the pizza went flying. My cell phone went flying. I cracked my the screen, not the screen itself on my phone, but I have a glass cover on it. That cracked, ripped my knee up, and obviously rolled my ankle. So, first and foremost, I'm embarrassed. You know, the pizza's everywhere.
Don't mean to
You know,
laugh,
and
but
I'm
I can
looking.
only see you.
Oh yeah, you know, it's funny. I do the same thing. When I see somebody fall, my first instinct is to laugh, and I don't know if that's a
What's wrong, but
yeah,
it's
and it's.
funny.
Yeah, it is, you know, and then
homies,
you
you're
get
okay, but
concerned.
you got busted up a little bit, so I feel bad.
Yeah, but you know, it's all good. So, but anyways, this guy, you know, he was about 10 feet ahead of me, a nice guy. He came back and, you know, asked me if I was all right, and got, you know, I got my bearings, if you will, and got everything put back in. You know, you'll be happy to know that not one piece of cheese fell off any of the pizza, so that was all good. It fell flat on the sidewalk, I guess, is what I'm saying. So everyone was happy about
So
that. They
did
weren't
you.
concerned with me. Yeah, they weren't, hey, how are you doing? Is the pizza okay? That's what we want to know. But yeah, so it was kind of a weird thing. I mean, you know, I was disappointed, and it hurt at that point, but I was still able to walk. It wasn't like, you know, I heard snap or anything like that. But I mean, you know, I got up and I was able to walk, and I went back to the room. And aside from a scraped up knee, which, you know, we cleaned up and put a Band-Aid on and all that stuff, everything was good. And in fact, so much so that the next day is the day that Bob and I met over at the World Showcase and did all of our live
Reviews.
flower and
Right.
garden reviews. Exactly. So I walked from my room, you know, all the way to the, where did I go? I went to the Beach Club. I took a cab, I should say, and then I walked in through International Gateway to meet Bob, and we did a whole lap around the you know, the promenade there, doing the different booths and everything. And again, my ankle was fine. I wasn't even thinking about it. It didn't hurt. It wasn't, you know, giving me any trouble whatsoever. But unfortunately, as the week went on, it did give me some trouble, and it ended up swelling up the next day. And you know, in retrospect, I probably shouldn't have did that with Bob. Well, not that I shouldn't have done it, but I shouldn't have walked on it as much as I did because I apparently, aggravated it.
You didn't even ice it that night, did you?
No, it didn't need it.
No. Next time if you're like me, and I'm not being smart because I've played sports my whole life, do something like that, the first thing you do, even if it don't hurt, you go back and ice it down.
Yeah, probably. Well, yeah, in retrospect, yes, you're absolutely
that's the first
correct.
Thing you do. And my wife gets on me for that because, like, she gets the shit, not on me, she appreciates it, but I'm just saying because I'm such a worrywart. But she gets shin splints all the time when we get on there. This past trip, we got lucky. She didn't.
Right.
But I make her ice her ankles a lot of the nights we come home. I put it on her ankles just so she don't get them.
Right.
To prevent it. Because I don't want her dealing with that.
Yeah, preventive maintenance here.
Yeah, ice your ankles, baby. I'll put I'll grab one, even if it's a can of Pepsi out of the fridge, I'll lay it on the top of her ankles for her.
Yeah, just something to take the swelling, or if there was going to be any, it'd just knock it down a bit. So the next morning, after this all happened, and again, I forget which, I think we were going to the Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, yes. You didn't do the Magic Kingdom until late.
Until later in the trip, right. So I'm pretty sure it was the studios. So it was apparent to me on that third day, if you will, that I was going to not be able to continue walking around these theme parks, 10, 12, 15 miles a day, whatever it is. So I called our buddies up over at Scoot Orlando or Orlando Vacations there and talked to Brian, who is one of the reps over there for the scooters. And he was awesome. He was able to – well, it just worked out so that they had a van out. They were over at – in fact, I think they were at the B, he said, believe it or not. But anyways, he had one of the carts that I needed, that I requested, I should say, and he was able to send it right over. And I'm going to tell you, it was within the hour. I mean, it was probably 45 minutes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it worked out. I mean, I don't know that it would be that quick normally without – haven't set something up in advance, but to just call and have that there, and it worked out that we didn't have to wait around and not go to the park, wait in the car. I figured it'd be 2-3 hours, 4 hours or whatever, and I would have been happy with that because I hadn't made a reservation. But as it worked out, they got the cart right over there. And I know I shared this with you, Doug, but I'll share it with the listeners. There's a new policy, or fairly new, I think within the last year. You used to be able to rent any cart or any scooter, I should say, from any of the, dozen or so companies that are in the Orlando area, from whoever you want. And the Bell Services would keep them up at the front desk and take the key and blah, blah, blah.
They'd be responsible for you. Well, now they won't do any of that. You got to get it yourself.
Exactly. So I don't know if Disney has, they're affiliated with one of these other companies. I really don't know, but that's the impression I got, whether it's Buena Vista Scooters. I don't know who it is, but what Brian was able to tell to me, he said, no, you can, obviously rent from us or anyone else for that matter. But what they do is if you have it delivered to the front desk of any of the Disney resorts, they will charge the scooter company a $75 fee, which in turn they pass it on to the, me and you.
Yeah,
so it makes it more expensive and it doesn't make it a good option. So what you need to do, and this is how they not get around it, but this is just the way they do it.
They call it circumvent the rule.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah and no. I mean, they know they're on property, so if they really had an issue with it, they'd ban them from property, which I don't think is the case. But you have to be at your room. They deliver, which is what Scoot Orlando did for me. They deliver it right to the room, and you take custody of it there, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then when I was done on the other end, I just set a predetermined time where they would meet me up front while we were waiting for Magical Express. And they pick it up there. So it's really not a big deal. The only thing that, is kind of a pain, if you will, is you have to stay at your room or have a predetermined spot.
Years past, you could be out to dinner for breakfast and you wouldn't be worried about it. You just knew they would call you and it would tell you it was at Bell Services.
Exactly.
If you're out to the parks or you're doing something, you got to make sure you carve out the time to be there for it now. But like you said, they're pretty good. They're a really good company. They've been with us for a few years now. Their customer service is really good. I mean, you got two scooters that week. You got one for yourself and one for your what do you call him? Your daughter's boyfriend?
Daughter's boyfriend's
His uncle.
grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
Grandfather. He was
Okay.
93 years old. So, yeah, he actually had the same scooter as me, and we met up one night for dinner, and they were all
Did you
there as well.
race?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I kicked his butt. And I did a victory lap. No, I'm only kidding. But
I believe you did. I want proof that you didn't.
yeah, he had a good time, and that was a godsend for him because, at 93 years old, he never would have been able to withstand the rigors of touring the theme parks without that. So that was all good, and Scootalando was awesome as always, and took care of me and my family or my extended family, and as it turned out, unbeknownst to me, ended up taking care of me when I had no intention of renting a cart. So it all worked out good. And like I said, Brian, who if you call there to
Yeah, he's
rent
the
a
owner
scooter,
too. Him and
yeah, he's
Joe Allen are the
I've been
owners,
dealing with
I
him for years, and him and Joe Allen. So it was all good. So it ended up making it so that I could continue my vacation without too much pain, if you will.
Yeah, they're on our website. At the beginning of the show, you guys hear me talk about them, and they're wonderful. So if you guys need a scooter, go to them. We highly recommend them.
Yeah, and I would just also say they just recently updated their fleet. I mean, the cart that I had, which was a Wish model, I mean, it looked like it was brand new. The battery was brand new. The paint job was brand new. You could just tell that these weren't some old jalopies that were hanging around for 10 years. These are nice carts, and they move at a pretty good pace.
Yeah, and to continue on this scooter deal, next time you
I know where
knucklehead,
you're going.
you need to go next time. Go to first aid and let, especially if you're at the parks, let them wrap it for you. You'll get a free ACE bandage. You'll have a nurse practitioner tell you if you did any damage to it, and then maybe give you something to put on it. Instead, you just roughed it out and end up hurting yourself more, which was, but you took your wife there.
Right, because she had some sort of rash, and she got treated for that. So you're right. I was actually in the space at Epcot, Doug, so I could have had it wrapped then. But I told you I'm stubborn, and I was feeling a little better then. So if it ain't bothering me, I move on.
Yeah, well, next time you should go directly there. And like we say, I know we preach on the show, but they have first aid stations at every single park. If you get a blister, you tw anything that happens to you, go there. Why waste your time and your money to go all the way back to your resort to buy a $7 box of Band-Aids when they'll give you everything you need there?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, and I will say, having been in the station at Epcot, that it's very professional. It's almost like you go in a different space. It's it's just like an off like a a healthcare center back home or something. It's it's not really Disney-fied, if you will. It's like you totally left property for the time that you're in that building.
The way I put it is we have a local place here that I go to, believe it or not, when I can't get my own doctor. It's at the Walgreens. It's called the Take Care Clinic.
Yep.
And it reminds me of that. There they had there's doctors that actually work at these. Doctors and nurse practitioners. It's what I usually get every time I go to my doctor anymore. They want to give you to the nurse practitioner anyway.
Right.
So, but I go here and I can get right in instead of being told come in on next Friday. I
Right.
can go right in, get what I need, and move on. Especially because I get poison ivy and stuff like that a lot.
Right,
But I
right.
consider it the same kind of care that you get there. They are trained professionals. You're not just getting a
Right.
nobody. You're getting somebody that actually does this, and it's better than why. Like I said, why go back to Fulton's or whatever and buy everything when you can just get it for free?
No,
And you're not wasting the time to go all the way back to your resort and ruining your day.
I agree, and I know you tried to talk me into that several times throughout the week when we talked offline, and I didn't do it, and shame on me for being so pig-headed, but it is what it is. But it wasn't for lack of trying on your part.
No, so what'd you guys do the rest of this day? Where'd you head back to?
Let's see. So we went there. Yeah, we did a little bit of flower and garden. I'm just trying to remember. Let me get my day straight here. Yeah, I think Bob and Mary, they might have still been on property, but they were doing their own thing, I guess. And
Where after you and Bob did around the world, where did you go that night?
where did we go that night? I believe that's our Raglan Road night that we, yeah, because I went back and that's exactly what it
Yes.
was. I went back and cleaned up, and we had a late dinner ADR, which worked out good. I was able to get off my ankle for a while, and then we went over to Raglan Road, and the six of us, my the group we were traveling with, all met up over there. You know, we got there a little early, actually, and we were able to get a seat at the bar there, and we had a drink, and you know how that place is. It's always hooping
Upbeat,
and hollering.
loud.
Oh, yeah. It was cranking.
If
I
you
mean,
want
it
a
was
nice,
very, very
quiet evening,
busy.
don't go to Raglan Road. If you want to have
No,
a
no.
high spirit, great time, go to
Right.
Raglan Road.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to go there if you want some quiet dinner conversation or something like
No, it's
that.
not a first date kind of place. You're not going
Right.
to get any conversation.
Right. No, you're absolutely right.
Unless it's a
But
blind date and you weren't happy to be on it, and then maybe go to Raglan Road to get it over with.
right. But I mean, it was awesome. I'm trying to remember a couple of the things we had here, but we ended up getting there was six of us. We sat in one of those big booths. Actually, when you go through the check-in podium, there's three or four booths right on your right-hand side, and I don't know. I was kind of disappointed in the seats that they put us in. I mean, they were the appropriate seats given the party size that I get, but we weren't really in the restaurant, so we could hear the the step dancers and the vocalist or whatever you call him that was playing up there in the middle of Raglan Road. But none of us could actually see them because, like I said, if you can envision it, we were tucked in right on the
They
right-hand
put
side.
Dennis the baby in a corner.
Yeah, but poor me. You know, it was 80 degrees and beautiful, and poor me, I was in Raglan Road, so I know I'm going to get no sympathy. And but it was all good. We just, I guess my point there is, I wished we would have been more out into the main
Would have
dining hall.
enjoyed the festivities a little more.
Right, but again, somebody got to sit there, right? So I get it. It
So
didn't
who was
ruin
the
it.
sixie? I know your daughter and her boyfriend, but who else went with you
Yeah,
that night?
it was myself and my wife and my daughter and her boyfriend, and then her boyfriend's father and daughter were also traveling with their grandfather, and that I told you there was a
Okay,
whole
the whole
group.
group.
Yeah, and that was the one meal that we kind of agreed to go out with them and spend some time with them. So they were impressed. They had never been in a place like that, and we got I wish Bob was here, but anyways, we got a couple of appetizers: the Dallara for two, Dalkey Dew Scallop Forest Barbecue Ribs in a Guinness Glaze, and Nom Nom wings they call them. So we got two of them for six people. So we
Are
started
they
with
more
those.
sweet or are they more spicy, the wings? I've
On
never
the
had them. I've seen them on the menu, but I've never got them.
I would say on the sweeter side, Doug, they weren't. I don't recall them being overly spicy, but so I'm going to say sweeter.
Yeah.
But they were a big hit. I mean, people were fighting over them almost, and I love the scallops, and everything was good. You know how they serve them on the skewer with the forks, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, that was awesome. And then obviously you get your bread and your dipping oil that also has a Guinness reduction, with olive oil, to dip in. So that was all good.
So you'd highly recommend the De La Roche.
Yes, I would. Yes, it was awesome, and it gives you a good cross section because I think you can just get the ribs or you can just get
Tell
the
you what,
scallop.
me and Brenda could probably do that with drinks at the bar and enjoy
Oh yeah,
ourselves.
and it
Yeah.
would have been more than for two people. Absolutely, if you got a couple of apps and then a drink or whatever, you'd be golden.
That's something I might try because we love scallops, so.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember how many scallops. I think there was six. I mean,
More than enough for us. That, the
oh,
wings,
absolutely,
that would be
absolutely.
awesome.
And like I said, there was six adults there, so we just got two of those. So it
How
was
was
all
the
good.
sausage? Salty duo. How was the sausage that came with that?
excuse me, Doug.
You dying over there, buddy?
Yeah, I think so.
You swallow a sausage the wrong way
I'm
that I've been
remembering.
asking you about?
Okay. No, I'm sorry. No, everything that was on that appetizer dish was just awesome. I mean, some people prefer the chicken wings, or they don't particularly like pork or sausage. But I mean, for whatever people had, put it this way, there was next to nothing left on either of the appetizer plates when they were all said and done. So.
Yeah, because I want to try them. I heard that mustard dipping sauce for them, the sausage there is really, really good.
Yeah. All the dipping sauces in there are good.
So, and
Yeah.
what entrees did you guys have?
Yeah, and I did go to the menu, and I actually got something that was recommended by our server, and it was beef medallions over mashed, and it was $38, so it was off menu, if you will. I'm sorry, I didn't. Did I get that? Yes, I did. That's what I got. No, I'm telling you, we ate so much stuff. I'm mixing up California Grill with this, but anyways, yeah, it was just like the name implies. It was, medallions of beef, which was super, super soft, and they weren't overcooked. They were, very delicious, and over a mashed, and there was also a gravy with it, and I believe there was a vegetable. I'm going to say it was string beans or something like that, but it was awesome. I have no complaints at all. I contemplated potentially getting scallops as the dish, but where we had them for the appetizer, I had, I
You
think, two
wanted
or
to
three
try
of
other
them.
things.
Yeah, I figured I'd go in a different direction, so I got that, and it was not disappointed. It disappointing. It was great. My daughter got the Kevin's Heavenly Ham, which was $25, and that was kind of like good old comfort food. Three big slices of ham, and
Big pile of cabbage.
it was kind of like an Irish boiled dinner type deal. It was good. She really liked that. My wife got the Serious Steak 10-ounce sirloin with Irish whiskey marmalade sauce, or glaze rather, and that was very good. I actually had a bite of that as well, just to make sure I approved of everything that we were eating.
How are the onion rings? Did you steal one of them too?
I did, yeah. I don't
I
think
figured
she
you
had
did.
any of those, but they were huge. I mean, they came
Don't
sitting
you
right.
love them? Those onion rings, they're about the size of a pancake
Oh, that's what I was
almost.
going to say. Yeah, they're like the size of a soccer ball if you don't cut. I mean, they're just huge, and one ring would almost fill you up with all the batter that's on it. But yeah, no, that was all good. And then, fresh basil oil, mashed beer, battered onion rings. Fresh basil oil. I don't know what that is. I know what basil oil is, but I didn't write the dish down, so this must have been something somebody else got. And it's $29, so I know it's not an appetizer. But bottom line is, the whole overall dinner was as expected. We enjoyed it. It was very good. I'd go back. No complaints.
Just want a
I
better
know.
seat.
Yeah, but I mean, that's luck of the draw, and you can't always get what you want, as
That's the
the
problem
Rolling
with
Stones say.
six people. It's just a problem with six people, and then a problem with two people. Like, four people are the perfect amount. You always end up getting the best seat when there's four of you.
Because it's just the perfect number, and there's the most of them type seats there, face it.
Yeah, well, with me and Brenda, because it's always us two alone there, and I usually get out of it, but they always try to stick us in. Like, even Le Cellier, the last time we ate there, we got stuck in this two seat. It was at the end of the row. It's if you go into Le Cellier, go down, and when you're going in, you go to your right, and it puts you in the back there. Wait, like the bathrooms are to the left side, and then there's a whole aisle where it has like the back is like a booth, and then the front are all seats. Well, at the very end, there's a little two end. We ate there the last time. I felt like I was literally stuffed in the whole corner. I felt like I was eating in a closet at the restaurant for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, we have a local restaurant here in town, Doug, and I hate, and I know why they do it, because they're just trying to utilize the space they have. But like the two person tabletop seat, a lot of times they'll put them in a row, like four or five, and you sit down here. And when you sit down to dinner, if it's just your wife and yourself, I mean, you can almost have a conversation with the guy or the woman next to you, because they're
Exactly. You don't feel
18 inches.
comfortable.
Yeah, you can't be yourself. You can't say what you want to say.
And I have a
But
big mouth anyway, talking low.
I
It's not
can't
my
believe
whole
that.
deal. Me
No, you
talking
know,
low is kind of like it don't
right,
work.
right. But you know what I mean. You're just kind of uncomfortable for the whole dinner. And we've done this before. We said, look, I'll wait for a booth, or a table. Even if we got to wait another 45 minutes, I'd rather have my space, and being able to be yourself. I hate that too, Doug. And again, I know why they do it, because it's not a big enough space for a four top, and they got to utilize
They're
the area they have.
maximizing. They're maximizing their, their time and getting people in and out. But it's just certain of those double seats, the two is just not. It's not big enough. Especially, it's not as bad down. But like even when you're down there, I mean, I was going to say like at home when it's wintertime, you have nowhere to put your coat, you have nowhere to put Brenda's bag. But when we're in Disney World, we have our camera bag, we have the backpack, all that stuff. It's like when you sit at a table for two, they're under your feet the whole time.
Right. Yeah, it's just very. just very uncomfortable, I guess, the whole thing. But that, I mean, I don't let it ruin the meal. Obviously, it is what it is. But like I said, high marks for Raglan Row. We've been there many a time, and you know, we don't go every trip, but usually every other trip or so, we make it down there. And you know, now I would tend to believe that with all the new offerings at Disney Springs, you know, Raglan Row may be a place we don't get back to for a couple of years, only because we want to start trying some of these new places.
And the other popular thing is it might let some new people get in there because the crowds won't be as bad.
Right. Oh, yeah. You come around that corner, you know, by the Dublin Fish, I think it's called, or whatever, and you take that right, and right on that corner there where you start climbing the hill to go up,
yep.
I mean, it's just a zoo of people. And luckily, my daughter and boyfriend had gotten there even earlier than us, and they were able to stake out some seats, like, in the barroom area. So, you know, I checked us in, was able to get a, you know, a pager and all that stuff. So it made it so that we could kind of relax a little bit after, you know, walking through the marketplace to get over there. So all in all, it was a great evening.
Yeah, I'm excited about all the new restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's going to be it for this show, Dan. What we'll do is we'll finish up at the studios and at Magic Kingdom and all in the next episode. How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds awesome.
So remember, guys, to check out our sponsors, please go to iTunes and give us a review. And as me and Dennis like to say...
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. Slow down, look around, and enjoy the view when you're at the parks, guys. Because, Dennis, how much stuff can you miss if you get in too much of a hurry?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, especially with, like we talk about, with your head buried in your cell phone. But if you look up around behind you on the sidewalk or whatever, you're going to see so much stuff that you never even knew was there. And that's, to me, what makes Disney World the special place that it is,
absolutely,
that there are all these other things.
Absolutely. You know, take your time, you know, because, you know, hurry up, you get nothing done. But we will cover the rest of your trip on our next episode. I'm looking forward to hearing about the Magic Kingdom, the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train with you and your wife, review some more restaurants. So you have a great week, my good friend.
You too, Doug. Enjoy talking some Disney with you, and we'll talk again next week.
Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.